I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They knew I was really into it, right? I'm into every game, but this one just has pissed me off on many different levels, to be quite honest. So, I just know how we run our business, right? And I'll stand on that, right? So, like, I love the way our guys fight, the way they practice, the way they prepare. I love the way we coaches coach. I love the way they recruit. I love the way they develop. And to get this win was a big deal.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, that is the voice of Illinois head coach Brett Bielema. Coach Bielema joins us right now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Mully. That was a great plug for the tire business there.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
So listen, you know, I loved watching the game last week, because it was so much more difficult than we thought it would be going in. But that's called a rivalry game, right? When you have a rivalry with another team, oftentimes it's not going to go the way everybody thinks it should go or what. And I feel like it's the same thing with Michigan this week. You guys are at home to Michigan. You personally have done well against Michigan in your career. I think you're 500 against them, dating back to losing to Lloyd Carr in your first game there when you were at Wisconsin. I'm just curious, is there such a thing? Are certain games more rivalry games than other games in a Big Ten season?
You know, I think once you're in it, I don't know how much there is difference. I think in this conference, in the Big Ten conference, you know, in 1988, my first year as a player, to now 2024, my current year as a head coach, like, I know sometimes teams go as scripted or plays, you know, games go as scripted, but I really preached to those guys last week. You know, we're playing a Purdue team that obviously hasn't had a lot of success, and, you know, I just showed them, you know, during the course of the year on how to play the game. We talk a lot about HTP, which is how to play the game, and, you know, I think in Big Ten play there's going to be those games that maybe get a little sideways, but there's a lot of them that get sideways and then come back, get tight, and that's what we saw Saturday. Michigan, you know, they play pretty scripted. You know, they're one of the few teams, when you break them down, you know, early down is about 75% of their plays. Third down is about 20 to 25% of their plays. And then they'll have an occasional fourth down in there. So they play pretty much as scripted. They're a really good football team with good players.
Great to talk to you, Coach. So last week, if you were ticked off, how would you describe your mindset this week going into a game where you're 3-point underdogs despite playing at home and being the higher-ranked team?
You know, it's probably, I think, one thing I've learned in this business, it's about what the game is, right? But there are still people that are heavily influenced by things of the past. Michigan is obviously a 4-2 team, but when you watch them on film, I mean, Texas got a little away from them, but they played really well throughout the course of the year. They've been settling in. I think they got their quarterback answered now. They're very efficient. Their new defensive coordinator is an NFL guy I've known for a while that they play very aggressive, and they got good players all around them, so it's going to be a tremendous challenge.
When you look at different parts of the schedule, I mean, we were talking about this idea that this is a big game. This is the national champions, defending national champions. This is a team coming into your place. You don't have you're not favored in the game, which is an insult to you, whether you accept it as such. And then you got Oregon in the offing. So you get to play this game, and they're coming off a bye week, which is always a difficult thing. How do you? I mean, it's got to be Michigan and Michigan and Michigan, right? But there is this team out there too in another week where you're heading to Eugene, Oregon. It's tough to keep the kids from looking at the schedule.
You know, again, probably on the outside world, Molly, but like our guys, I know the outside world thinks we're 5-1. All our guys try to do is go 1-0 every week. And I know some people are going to say, oh, Coach Peak, but it's just how our guys work, right? Like, you know, to beat Purdue, we had to do a really good work day on Sunday, a really good day of prep on Monday, and then we went to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Michigan's the same thing. You know, we're going into our Thursday practice here in about an hour and a half. We start our meetings today at 7 a.m. We start the same way every day. And you know, Michigan, even though this game is, you know, two ranked teams, this hasn't happened in Memorial Stadium since 2000 was the last time two ranked teams played on this field together. Josh Whitman, who you guys know, our AD, who I love to death, he was a senior in college when that happened, right? So it's been a while. I've been trying to preach to our guys, to our fan base, let's make this game, you know, everybody has to play. When you go to play at Michigan, you got to prepare crowd noise, right? I would love for us to have Memorial crowd noise advantage, right? And put ourselves in a position to be talked about. This game also marks a 100-year anniversary, 100 years and one day to when Red Grange ran for six touchdowns. Well, he scored six touchdowns against Michigan in the opening game of this stadium 100 years ago, right? So there's a lot of things that went into today before today ever happened that you know, I want to have those people have success as well.
So you mentioned Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator from Michigan. He replaces Jesse Minter, who went with Harbaugh to the Chargers. And under Wink Martindale, I think they're more aggressive. I'm not quite sure, Coach, what the numbers show, but they'll blitz you. And you have a veteran quarterback in Luke Altmyer who might be prepared for that or well-equipped to handle that. But how are you preparing for that? And do you expect them to come at you with everything?
You know, David, their back end is very talented. You know, they got a corner that is probably one of the best in the country. They got some active safeties, but you're exactly right. They bring multiple pressures from different looks. You know, with his background in the NFL, they really understand matchup problems and issues. They try to not only create matchups on the perimeter, but also one-on-ones with guards and tackles. They bring a variety of different looks. They do run multiple coverages, so they try to keep the advantage, you know. I think a lot of defensive guys, you know, try to play what the offense does, and that's definitely not the case with Wink. He wants you to play his game plan, right? And we got to be advantageous. We got to take advantage of the moments. When you're playing a team like Michigan, you got to capitalize on the moments you can. And when there's a good play for them, you got to get out of those tough moments and react properly.
Caden Feagan is obviously your leading rusher. He missed last week. Is he ready to go?
No, Molly, he's unfortunately probably going to be gone, not only this game, but for an extended period. But the good news is I went into this season, you know, as deep as I've been since I've been here at the running back room. Caden didn't even start our opening game because Aiden Loffrey did, who we thought was our best back, right? And then Caden took over. But then last week, Josh McCray scored three touchdowns. You know, Josh ran for 700 yards as a true freshman 3 years ago. Unfortunately, had two back-to-back years where he was cut short with a kind of a season-ending type injury. And then we got this young man, Khalil Valentine, freshman, that has come on. So those three guys, you know, have really been impressive. Super excited about them. You know, when I won my first Big Ten championship up in my previous life at Wisconsin, I had four running backs, John Clay, Monty Ball, James White, and Melvin Gordon. Those guys all went on to play in the NFL, first-rounders through fourth-rounders. And this room kind of reminds me of that. They're all kind of different sizes, different skill sets. When you have multiple backs that cover different skill sets, that's when you got something, and I really like this room.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you look at Michigan offensively, they have the typical offensive line that Michigan has a tradition for having. They also average 191 rushing yards per game. They may have their issues at quarterback, Coach, but you know that they're going to be able to run the football, or at least try to. What's the key in stopping the run game?
You know, for us in this league especially, I think the championship teams do three things. They run the ball, they defend the run, and they cover kicks. And they can do all three of these. They do a really good job defensively and obviously in special teams, but offensively they're heart and soul. You know, anytime your head coach is a former O-line coach, you're going to have this principle, right? They do a really good job of running the ball effectively on early downs. Like I said earlier, these guys are pretty scripted in what they do. They know early down success is based off first down success, and they're really effective on first downs when they have success. That's what they're doing. So they put themselves in third and manageables, and it's a lot of it based on exactly what you said. All the run game has been something they believe in, and they do very, very well.
Do you like playing games off a bye week? They're coming off a bye week. Does that give them an advantage, or do you think sometimes people can get a little distracted when they're not playing?
You know, it's probably a little bit a case study. I think if you really look at people, like, you know, we obviously know Michigan's coming off a bye, but this is Coach's first year as a head coach, so there's not a lot of track record there. I'm assuming they probably will do things very similar to what Michigan did in the past. And, you know, he's been around some really good coaches and programs with his history. For me, in my 16 years as a head coach, we've done pretty well off of bye weeks. We do, in our emphasis is about getting our good players rested and maximizing the growth of our second and third string guys. But how Michigan handled their business in the bye week, I don't know. But I do know, you know, just reading from their players and their coaches, they've been preparing for this game and understand the environment and the team we're playing. So, a lot of respect, hopefully, on both sidelines. Should be a great Big Ten football game. And, you know, this is one of the traditional matchups, right? Like, I think people are probably sitting downtown Chicago trying to figure out when USC Penn State play, if that's a Big Ten game or a non-bound Big Ten. So it's a different time. It's a really exciting time. And just like next week when we go to Oregon, right, that's going to be new on other people's schedule. But the only game we're worried about right now is the Maize and Blue of Michigan.
You mentioned the 100-year anniversary. You mentioned the Red Grange commemoration on Saturday. You are also wearing throwback uniforms. Not going to lie, Coach, I'm not a big fan of throwback anything in terms of uniforms. Did you help pick them out? What do the players think about wearing them?
Well, I think you know me well enough, right? I had 0.0 input on the design. But I will say this, our guys, I kind of like them. They're true. Our equipment guy, Jake Roche, is incredible. And found a guy that hand-painted these helmets, the jerseys, the pants, the combo, the blue shoes. It's really a pretty awesome look. You won't recognize us on Saturday when either in the stadium or on TV. You won't see that as an Illinois uniform. But, you know, one time a year, and I mean, how many times you get to celebrate 100 years, right? And to have this moment, I'm kind of a purist traditionalist, so it was definitely something I had to be coaxed into. But I know – so even our athletic director, Josh Whitman, to get this game to be here, there was a lot of conversation that had to happen to get Michigan here on the 100-year anniversary. So I thought a lot went into it. And to have, I know our players are excited. We put the uniforms on, practiced them Wednesday. Just because we look so different, I didn't want our quarterback getting shocked by the guy he was throwing into coverage, right? So
that's a great
there's a lot goes into it. And I remember 2011, my first Rose Bowl with Russell Wilson, we were playing Oregon, and they had chrome helmets, and they were really shiny in the daylight, right? And I'm like, well, this is going to jack us up. And Russ is like, a lot of times I throw to a helmet, Coach, and I'm like, oh, man, right? Like, I lost that battle. They got to wear the damn chrome helmets. But what I did hear in my head was sometimes quarterbacks only see helmets. So when we're going out there in a brown, old-school leather helmet, we put those in and practiced in them all week. And then I started looking at jersey. I'm like, well, ooh, that don't look like a normal orange and blue or a white jersey. So we started practicing offensively for sure Wednesday on, just because I don't want our quarterback seeing something new on Saturday. So it's been a fun week. Guys are locked in. I'm really excited for it to get here.
That is really interesting, because that does happen. There are various teams over the course of different sports where suddenly you're wearing a different uniform and you no longer recognize. It's almost like there's an invisibility factor. It's a really smart thing to do. I hadn't thought about that, Coach.
You know, I didn't get here by chance. There's a guy over the years, so, I just really enjoy this team. Like, you know, as you pointed out, the Purdue game, you know, we were up, I believe, 27-3 maybe at one point. Right. And, you know, then to flip the script and have it. And, you know, I thought in the biggest moment, it's overtime. And, you know, I grabbed Tanner Ark and everybody throws four guys out there for the coin toss. But I want my guys talking to their coaches. So I just sent one guy out. I told Tanner what we're going to do. If we want to toss, we want to be on defense. If they win, they're going to want to be on D, and we're going to defend the student section. And I wanted my other guys to go talk, because I told them, I said, hey, if they win the toss, Purdue on the road, underdog, they're going to go for two, right? And our defensive coaches got to talk with Dylan Rosiak, who's our team captain, about what play we wanted to call if they got a two-point play. And that ended up, and Pat Bryan, instead of being out for the coin toss, he's on the sideline talking about a scissors route that scored on the first play, right? So how you handle the game is really important, how you manage the game. And thankfully, our guys have listened really well, and they're a fun group to be around.
So congrats on being on the watch list for the National Coach of the Year. 5-1 start. You're ranked 22nd in the country. I think you may not be surprised, Coach Bielema, but I think a lot of people outside the program might be, of how consistent you have been through six games. What are you proudest of with this team specifically, and why do you think they've had the success so far to this point?
Without a doubt, the number one thing, you know, I think the greatest truth comes from kids when they're in the biggest moments on what they do and what they say. And, you know, we've been very fortunate, I think, in the last 11 games that have been scored or decided by one score or less. We've won 8, lost 3. Of course, I want to win those other 3. But, you know, we won, I believe, 4 overtime games. The guys, when they talk after the game, they talk about their preparation, prepares them for the moment. You know, we always say it's not what happens, it's how you react to what happens. And our kids really do, in my opinion, show, walk, and talk what they show us during the course of the week. And that's a lot of fun. When you got guys that can listen to what you're saying as coaches, believe in you, right? And sometimes, you know, you got to tell a kid something he doesn't want to hear. And that's when they truly know you love them, right? Is when you are able to tell them the most difficult thing when they don't want to hear it and have them accept it, that's when you've made a connection. And, you know, in this whole world we're living in, you know, you got teams in this league, right, that have $20 million. And, you know, we're in the bottom 6, not the top 6 of the 18, right? And I would just tell you, our guys play with a purpose. We have guys that turn down money to go to other places because they want to get put in a position to be successful, not only here, but after here, right? I think we're 3rd or 4th in the league in players put in the NFL over the last 3 years. And I definitely know we're not finishing in the top half in recruiting ranking. So I like the way we produce and talk to our guys and the way they play. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, and it's fun to watch you have all the success you're having. And I think that's got to be something that's attracting kind of more of a national picture as well, in terms of recruiting, in terms of all that stuff. Do you recognize that people are really aware of Illinois football a lot more, certainly than in the last before you arrived? You've had a couple of really good years. This is going very well thus far.
Well, you know, the part that really jumped out to me, we got done with Penn State, lost a tough one in a tough environment. But, you know, we went on the road the next week, and I was literally from coast to coast. I flew on Sunday to Kansas to a JUCO. I flew to Texas that night to another JUCO. Was in back in Kansas on Monday. Was in Iowa and a couple other states on Tuesday, at a high school in Chicago on Tuesday night. Wow. And everywhere we went, not just the schools we're going to, but, you know, the guy picking us up at the airport, you know, the guy at the hotel, the person that saw us at lunch at a place, you know, when we grabbed the Subway. There's so much more awareness of Illinois when we're not in Illinois, right? They see our logo, they talk about the year. And to be quite honest, the part that I think comes back, you know, if you are who you are every day, it pays tenfold, right? Don't try to be somebody you're not. And what's happening now, you know, case in point, like Hall, right, went to Ball State, was a good player. What happens now is these kids that go to other places, and maybe they don't choose us out of the gate. Maybe they go to another Big Ten school or another conference, or there's a kid that we recruited that maybe we didn't get to that went to a you know, a MAC or a FCS, and now they see us have success and they want to hop in that portal. We take a million kids of the kids that want to be here that can play winning football, right? And now you got this free agency world where kids recognize who you are and what you stand for, and that's the stuff that truly wins out. So I'm really excited about this year, but I'm really excited about what's ahead of us as well.
Have you heard from Russell Wilson?
I get occasional it's kind of cool. After the game, we get, you know, feedback from all of our former players. But for me, you know, I'll get, you know, not just from Russ, but also, you know, guys that I coached 15, 20 years ago, right, at other schools, even before I was a head coach. So it's really a fun time. And, you know, I'm super excited for Michigan and the game this Saturday, because I begin to see things now that I had at other places, and you can see it beginning to turn here. I don't want Saturday's game against Michigan to be like this novelty item that never happens. I don't want it to be 20 years before this happens again. I think at Illinois we can make this happen on a more regular basis.
Great stuff.
Great
Coach.
Stuff, Coach. Good really
luck Saturday.
Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. ILL.
That ILLINI, I mean.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.